Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Brain Fog Detox. Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide through this crazy thing called life, where sometimes the only thing foggier than our brains is that cup of coffee we swear helps us. Today we're tackling a beast that haunts us all, procrastination. You know that sneaky feeling when you have something important to do, but suddenly find yourself rearranging your sock drawer? Yeah, we've all been there. Procrastination isn't just about laziness. It's a tangled web of emotions, fears, and habits that can really mess with our productivity and peace of mind. But fear not, my friends. We're about to break down this monster step by step and equip you with the tools to conquer it once and for all. Now, I'm not talking about some magical overnight transformation here. Overcoming procrastination is a journey, a process, like learning to play that instrument you always wanted to. It takes practice, dedication, and a whole lot of self-compassion. But trust me, the payoff is huge. Imagine finishing that project you've been putting off for months, actually sticking to your fitness goals, or even just having more time to enjoy life's little pleasures. Sounds pretty awesome, right? Let's dive into some practical strategies to bust through those procrastination barriers. 1. Identify your triggers. Ever notice that certain tasks make you want to hide under the covers? Figuring out what sets off your procrastination is like finding the weak link in a chain. Is it fear of failure? Perfectionism? Maybe it's simply feeling overwhelmed by the enormity of the task. Once you know your triggers, you can start developing personalized coping mechanisms. 2. Break it down. One of the biggest reasons we procrastinate is because tasks feel too big and daunting. Think of a massive project like climbing Mount Everest. It's terrifying to look at the whole thing. Instead, break it down into smaller, more manageable steps, like trekking a base camp first. Celebrate each mini victory along the way, and suddenly that mountain doesn't seem so intimidating anymore. 3. The power of just 5 minutes. Sometimes the hardest part is getting started. Tell yourself you'll only work on something for 5 minutes. Often, once you get those first few minutes rolling, you'll find your momentum building and keep going. It's like that snowball effect. It starts small but gathers speed as it rolls downhill. 4. Create a workspace that works. Your environment can have a huge impact on your productivity. Designate a specific area for work free from distractions. Declutter. Add some inspiring elements and make it a space you actually want to be in. Think of it like setting the stage for success, even if you're just tackling that email inbox. 5. Reward yourself. You deserve a pat on the back for conquering procrastination. Celebrate your accomplishments, big or small. Treat yourself to something enjoyable, a delicious meal, a relaxing bath, or an episode of your favorite show. This positive reinforcement helps keep you motivated and makes those wins feel extra sweet. Okay, let me paint you a picture. You have a big presentation coming up next week. You've been putting it off for weeks, feeling the stress mounting with each passing day. Your mind is racing, filled with thoughts like, I don't even know where to start, or what if I mess up? Sound familiar? Now imagine you take a deep breath, remind yourself that it's just one step at a time, and break down your presentation into smaller chunks. You spend 30 minutes researching, another 30 brainstorming ideas, and dedicate an hour to drafting the outline. You finish each session with a sense of accomplishment, feeling lighter and more in control. Before you know it, you're halfway through, your nerves have calmed down, and you're actually excited about presenting. See? It's all about taking action, celebrating those wins, and remembering that even the biggest tasks can be tackled one step at a time. So, there you have it, a roadmap to conquering procrastination and reclaiming your time and energy. Remember, this isn't a race. It's a journey of self-discovery and growth. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and never underestimate the power of small steps. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends who might be battling the procrastination beast. Until next time, keep that brain fog at bay and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.